You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
Good morning, each and everybody that is listening to this. I hope you guys are awesome. Yeah, this is your boy DJ Nash here on Active FM. What's the topic? We back here again, another morning. Yeah, and guys, yeah, today's topic is going to be glory. I'm just joking, guys. It's not glory. You saw the topic itself. You know it's not glory. Of course, I'm joking. Yeah, I just want to find out how you guys are doing. Let me know how you're doing. What's cracking? What's happening? Yeah, let me know what is new in your life. You know, what blessings are there? I mean, some people got blessed over the weekend. Yeah, some people got stuff that they didn't expect, you know. The stuff that was happening in their life that they were not expecting. And guess what? It's reality. Woohoo. So yeah, guys, comment. Let me know what is happening. Share your experiences. And yeah, we shall get back to you. I will personally get back to you. If you wanna get me, go on my personal page. That's on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. So Instagram, it's if you wanna get it, my Instagram page. So there's the What's the Topic page, which is What's the Topic 777 now. That's the page. And then yeah, just go at What's the Topic 777 now. You get the Instagram page. Go on Twitter, which is at Saint Lone Wolf. You get it. Yeah, at Saint Lone Wolf. You get me. And then go on my personal Facebook page, which is Nash Workaholic Bobo. B-O-B-O, not B-O-W. B-O-B-O. Yeah, so that's me right there. And yeah, hope you guys are good. Hey, just leave your comments below and let me know what you up to and how you are doing, man. Yeah, so I'm gonna tell you what the topic is all about after the break, but you already know what's the topic. So yeah, we'll be killing this, we'll be doing this, and we're gonna finish it. Yeah, so don't go anywhere, we'll be right back after the short break.
Off, counting down from five. A lot of things didn't go as planned, so the new plan was just to improvise. They never know what I'm dropping next. Is it EDM or a trap record? Every year I gotta buy a belt and beat the surge on my last record. Like, I hear them talking like, who the top five? Who the best in the game? They make a list of they super mess, but I could be at my lowest and still make a lane. Somebody please tell me, why would I care about another man putting my name on his list? Came off the bench and now we got the W. So when we shoot it, you just hit a. Trust me, there's always a critic. Sometimes I actually listen. They try to kill with the shots, but that just gave me ammunition. I just came back from the kitchen. My show was cooking the beat. Some music feel like a diet. Mine is the day you could cheat. never self-proclaim a classic. Lead a verdict to the masses. Jesus found me in Damascus. Now I'm booming out the casket. Life eternal, everlasting. Picture that without a caption. Went to every single practice. Now the rookie back and up and never crashing. Take the shot, but I block. I came off the bench, I got the rock and took the shot. But I block. I came off the bench, I got the rock and took the shot. Yeah, they block, but a brick. I came off the bench, I got the ball and hit the switch.
Yeah, coming back. So guys, as you can see, the topic itself is what's happening around you. Yes, things that are around you. What is happening around you, guys? Like, do you know what's happening? Do you guys know what's happening around you, or do you just live a life where you focused on your small little world and your small desires and what you want for yourself, and as a result of that you don't really know what is happening around you? Because if that is your story, then that is a problem, because they might be bombing the flat next to you, which is gonna affect the flat that you stay in, and then guess what? You didn't know. In other words, what I'm saying is they might be bombing the apartment next to you, which is gonna affect your apartment. But guess what? Because you don't know what's happening around you, there you are, you in the crisis yourself, and you end up dead or injured or whatever, something that you don't want to happen to you. So yeah, we're getting into the new session. And in the new session, you get to find out what is happening around you. Yeah, so we're gonna just tackle on some of the stuff, you know. Like, there's just a few stuff that we're gonna tackle that is gonna help you. Yes, it's good to be aware of a lot of things that is happening around you. So yeah, first up on the headlines is basically referring to Ben. Now, Ben Affleck. Actually, so if you know who Ben Affleck is, shout out to you guys. If you don't know, go check him out, because yeah, we have a lot of headlines. So I'm just gonna touch on the basics, you know, the top foundation of the headlines. I'm not really gonna go into the details and stuff, but if you want to get into the details, which is gonna take a lot of time, you can actually go take the specific headline that you want and type it on Google, and you get the whole story, the full whole story. So yeah, Ben Affleck actually opened up about his alcoholism, and Jennifer Garner as well. So Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner actually opened up about their alcoholism. Yes, so they drink and all the stuff. So yeah, before they were more of, yeah, close to it, they didn't want to expose it and all the stuff, they didn't want people to know. But yeah, recently they actually opened up and said, yeah guys, okay, look, this is the story. So yeah, you guys say this, that, it's cool, but this is the reality. So they actually opened up. And then second up, and the headline is basically everything to do with women. Yeah, everything women in the world still can't do. So that is one of the headlines that they actually arose, you know, they actually brought. And there was just a short description with that, which was written, yeah, by one of the editors, and this is what it said. It said, while there has been some progress in women's rights in the last few years, we still have a long way to go. So yeah, it's basically concerning the rights and all the stuff, you know, the human rights, not human, but woman rights. Yes, so they were just referring to that, and yeah, they still got a lot of years to go, you know, in terms of fixing it and making it look awesome. And then guys, for those who didn't know, if you go into history, there's actually 12 hidden women in history whose story deserves to be told. Now, if you don't know who they are, just go there on Google, write 12 hidden women in history whose stories deserve to be told, and you're actually gonna see a couple of their pictures. You'll see who they were, you're gonna see what they did, and just go to a brief, like, yeah, you know, research on them and all those stuff. So they actually world changers, and they actually impacted the world out there in a positive way, in case you didn't know. So just go check them out. And then you got Tom Hanks. Yep, Tom Hanks' granddaughter have no clue he's a celebrity. And they don't care. Yo, that is bad. Like, yeah, right there, I'm like thinking, what? Okay, well, how can you be living such a life and actually that is your attitude towards the situation? So Tom Hanks' granddaughters, they don't know that he's a celebrity. They have no clue. They have no cooking clue. And guess what? They don't care. Yep. You know when you're cooking the clues, yes? Uh-huh. They have no cooking clues, yes? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't know how to cook. I'm kidding. Yeah, so Tom Hanks' granddaughters, they actually don't have any idea of him being a celebrity. And they do not care. So, which is interesting. How can you not care that your grandfather's he's a celebrity? Like, come on, man. You can become a celebrity through your grandfather. I'm just saying. Just something that you can take, you know, to heart and all those stuff. But yeah, I wouldn't mind my grandfather being a celebrity. I know I'm going to be on the TVs because of him. So that is what is happening in Tom Hanks' life. Now, moving on, we're going to the next thing. Now, this is awesome because it's like tips, man. It's like some tips, man. So during St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day, there were actually 12 quick and easy St. Patrick's Day desserts to make with your kids that came out. Ooh, dessert right there. I'm like thinking, my tummy is gonna do other stuff. But yeah, 12 quick, easy and simple, you know, dessert to make with your kids came out when it was St. Patrick's Day. On St. Patrick's Day, there were 12 desserts that you could make, and they were actually, you know, simple to make. I'm lying, not 12, I'm just joking, it was 13. But yeah, there are 13 desserts, that you could make and all those stuff. So just go check them out. One of them is like a milkshake type of dessert that looks like ice cream, but yogurt at the same time with mint. Yo, I'm like, ooh! Yeah, guys, it's like really awesome, eh? So it's like really, really awesome. So yeah, we're just gonna go on and move on, you know, forward and all those stuff. But yeah, the next one is basically referring to Carlton Underwood, who jumped the fence on The Bachelor. Yep, this guy jumped the fence on the Bachelor. Like, why would you do that? Like, that thing is so high. So he was like on a high building and then he decided, hey, I'm gonna jump the fence and all those stuff. And they're actually answering, because people, they have this question, which is, why did Carlton Underwood jump the fence on The Bachelors? Why was it? Because someone was chasing him? Was it because something happened in his house? What happened? So they actually want to find out. So yeah, if you want to find out, go on Google, right, here's why Carlton Underwood jumped the fence on The Bachelor, and you'll get the answer. You'll get the full story, the whole full story. And then this is probably the second last one. So guys, this is referring to the CBD products, yes, which is for the ladies. So, you know, during that time when stuff is not supposed to happen at that time, all the stuff. Okay, so for those who are women, if you are a woman and you know that you got problems at the right time when you're not, you know, you got those problems that you don't want to have at that specific time, where you experience ovulation, for those who did biology, yes, you know that stuff. Yeah, if you understand what I'm saying, this is for you. So just go to Google and write down, I tried CBD product for the ovulation period and here's what happened. So yeah, you know what to say. After that, you're gonna get your response and you'll see if the CBD products are working for that period of time, or they don't work at all. So that is just for the ladies out there. Last up on the headlines are for the gamers. Like, this is something that is awesome. Like, I'm actually looking forward to this. I want to make sure I get a console, make sure my PC, like the one that is at home, I get a graphic card that is gonna be so epic, to a point where every single new game that is gonna come out in 2020 will be able to play. But for the gamers, the official Game of Thrones Season 8 trailer is here and it's truly epic. So the Game of Thrones Season 8 game is out. It's coming out, yeah. Uh-huh. It's coming out. I'm kidding. Yeah, the game is out, and also for the people who love the series as well, the series is out as well. So the game and the series is out. So for the gamers, go check out that game. It's really epic. For the people who love episodes and TV series, it's coming soon. Really coming soon. So yeah, that was it for the news headlines, and yeah, I will see you guys after this short break.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles, unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
So getting back into it, this is the session where I get to speak to you guys about music and all the stuff. And this time, I just want to find out from the crowd, what type of music do you like? What type of music do you love? And this session, I actually want to communicate with you guys and actually collect the different types of genres that you love and the type of songs that you'd love to listen to. Now, we're going to give you the Christian version of the genre that you love. So if you're listening to this, I want you to comment the type of genre that you listen to, and I'm gonna make sure that I request an artist. Or let me put it this way, so comment and then I'll reply with an artist that is amazing within that specific genre of yours. Yep. And if we're able to play that same artist that I suggest to you, we'll play that artist's song, and you're gonna love the song because it's gonna tickle your ears. So this is the session where I actually wanna get you guys to interact with me. So let me know what genre you love, and then I'm gonna comment and respond back with the artist that actually blows your mind away in the Christian genre, you know, like the Christian category in terms of that specific genre. So if it's trap, you tell me, comment and say hashtag trap, and then I'm gonna reply with an artist that falls under the trap, you know, yeah, category, that is gonna blow your mind away. And note, it's a Christian artist, so don't be thinking, yeah, this sounds like Lil Wayne, this is Lil Wayne. No, Christian artist, remember? Yeah, don't forget that. So guys, make sure you comment, you tweet, yeah, you post and all those stuff. Yeah, I want to see those things. So I'll see you guys after this music break, and when we come back, we're gonna get into the topic itself. Yeah.
Lyrical novel. Abstract thoughts. My check, 1, 2. My check, 1, 2. My check, 1, 2. check it. I put a thought to writing metaphors, homie, exciting. These poetries I'm reciting, I'm tossing you, put the mic in my hand. God's plan, I'm fighting like real titans. Homie, I'm talking Vikings, I know God is the lighting. Stronger than Zeus lighting, that struck me the night in. Church, homie, I'm praying, I'm blessing the Lord, I'm maiden. Jesus, homie, the greatest, you choose life for Vegas. Jesus, the living water, I slaughter my flesh in order to live. And you life like a son or a daughter or the Most High. I can feel the Holy One close by. They say blessed is the hand that gives. I give you my word, homie, for as long as I live, I'll preach the word and know this. Went from oldest to Moses, I got my shoulders and all this madness. I'm always a madness, God given. God did it, I'm large living, I'm God driven. Spit bars, I'm not chilling, I'm not filling the artist, cause I'm the canvas. Singing with church members, novel, not the author. Signing up to an offer in heaven, I got the papers. Tell your haters and neighbors, I'm trying to make God famous. I need a moment to own it. Forgot about my opponent, it's bigger than both of us. I let Jesus just alter us, I keep it abstract. Thoughts and time, we getting claps back. We at that critical moment, my Grammy speech go.
Finally graduated, finally graduated. I got saved by his blood. Hold up, congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, congratulations, homie, we celebrated. Homie, we celebrated. Like David, we finally made it. A celebration. A celebration. Celebration.
Storytelling. Once upon a time, I fell in the world of rapping. Thought I would get an album selling. You contradicting, you thinking, you're drinking, can sink in your sorrows. You caught up in all your sorrows. I follow you, better swallow your pride. Homie, give and deprive your little pride inside. I call it sacrifice. Homie, we set the dice. I put the truth in, accusing me of illusion. I'm choosing which is amusing, which is deeper than the music. You lose the real sight. Call it a good night, homie, heaven is waiting. This battle that we engaging, it is spiritual. Our worship flows, I'm lyrical, novel. Get it out your Bible, the revelation that entitled your only idol. Homie, the title, the Messiah, never retire. He working all day, I'll say. Said I'm an art craft, a painted picture. I painted with ya, many days I made it richer. I seen the scripture, balancing out my flows. I'm battling out of most, I'm automatic. I'm still at it, I'm still madic. See the pain in my eyes, I see the change in demise. I see your pain in your lies, that everything will be better. Jesus, you only matter. No matter whether the weather is rainstorming, I'm brainstorming on how it could change for me. And my story, a fairy tale, you know it just very well and very well. I need a minute, a minute, I need a second, I'm back in. Okay, I'm ready and steady, my heart beating. I start seeing, I'm part breathing. Pour me the part breathing, the reason I'm off season. Okay, I'm off season. I bow before the throne of God, cause I'm better known. In the book of life, I book of life on the cornerstone. I keep it abstract, thoughts and time. We getting claps back, we at that critical moment. My grandma's
finally graduated, finally graduated. I got saved by his blood. Hold up, congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, congratulations, homie, we celebrated. Homie, we celebrated. Like David, we finally made it. A celebration. A celebration. A celebration.
Finally graduated. I got saved by his blood. Hold up, congratulations. Yeah, congratulations.
I don't wanna talk about it, no, no, not ever. I don't even wanna think about it, but I will forever. Some things like this, you wish you wouldn't remember. Mistakes like this, like a bloody fist, they burn like embers. Regrets like this, like a stolen kiss, they burn like embers. They burn like embers. They burn like embers. like they burn like embers. I don't wanna live with this ghost, but I know I got no choice. These thoughts are haunting me now, like a dirge with no voice. We live and learn, we try and we endeavor. But regrets like this, when the guilt train hits, they burn like embers. Regrets like this, like a stolen kiss, they burn like embers. They burn like embers. Now, please don't make a sound, it's so deafening now. I can't get away, I try to escape. They can't be erased, remember. They burn like embers. They burn like embers, yeah.
So, getting back into it, you guys saw the topic, what's happening around you. That's the topic, guys, what's happening, not what's happening, that is my version of happening, so I'll keep what's happening in my vocabulary, the what's the topic dictionary. So guys, my question is, what is happening around you? Do you actually know what is happening around you, or do you kind of know? Because you like really focused on your own things and all those stuff, so you don't really pay attention to what is happening around you and all those stuff. And I was actually gonna tackle three topics that we actually spoke about in the news. So the first one obviously is Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Now you take, for example, them. So they actually opened up, you know, about their alcoholism and all those stuff. So my question is, just like them, do you actually live a life where you know what is happening around you? You know whose story is saying this, whose story is saying that, and all those stuff, what people's stories are like. I mean, there's people out there that actually need you to go and speak to them. There's people out there that needs you to reach to them, you know. And true story, I actually had an instance where last week, let me say, okay, 2 weeks back. So I had a situation where 2 weeks back, I was going to visit someone and I happened to go into the wrong street. So I was looking for Club Street number 8 and I happened to end up in Golf Street and I'm looking for number 8. And then guess what? I eventually got to a point where I was like, wait, this street doesn't have number 8, and I'm wondering, why doesn't this street have number 8? And then I looked at the street that I was in, the name of the street, and then I realized, no man, I thought this was Club Street, but I'm in Golf Street. Okay, now that is bad, because that is my navigation problems right there and all the stuff. So I basically got lost without realizing that I got lost, and then eventually I found out that I'm lost. And so from basically getting lost, I managed to meet another person. So I went to visit someone to there by their house, but I didn't manage to get to their house. So eventually when I found out that I'm lost, I eventually met up with another person. Now that person that I met with, that person was lonely. Like they were like in the street there, like playing soccer alone. How can you play soccer alone? Okay, I used to do it, but still, how can you do that? So they were like in the street playing soccer alone, and I happened to go to the person and like introduce myself, and then yeah, I spoke to the person, and I actually explained some of the stuff that I'm involved in and all those stuff, and I invited them to church and all those things. But now, from having that small conversation, I was able to tell, hey, this person is not really planted in a church, and what they do on the weekend is they play soccer, or they stay indoors, watch cartoons, or play PlayStation or Xbox. You know, they actually inside the house, you know, they don't really go out. They don't go out. If they go out, they just go out sometimes with a cousin, then come back. Sometimes it's like one friend that they sleep over by and all those things. So they don't really do anything, you know, when it comes to their life except school and, yeah, watching TV, stuff like that. So I eventually invited the person to an event that we're going to have, which from, you know, for me, from that experience, what I got out of there is, basically, I should live a life where I know what's happening around me, and I know the people that I'm reaching out, you know, that are around me, and I'm able to actually impact them, you know, in their life, where they're able to say, the life that I live now is a life of meaning and purpose because of that person. So my question is, do you actually know what is happening around you? And like, for example, you take, yeah, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner right there. Instead of judging, like we could be actually helping, like helping, let me put it that way, helping, not helping, but helping, you know, we should be in a position where we're helping them. Yes, why didn't they wanna be open with their alcoholism? It's because people judge. But instead of doing that, we could be helping them. In fact, that's what we need to be doing. Like, we should be helping them. Like, yeah, we know you're famous and all those stuff, but this is where you need help. Which shows you, even if you're famous or not, you still have issues. Yep, can have a lot of money and cars and houses, yet you're depressed and all those stuff. In that situation, what do you need? You need help from the people who are able to offer the help. Now, the second thing that I was gonna like just tackle from the news, which corresponds with the topic, you know, was the 15 hidden women in history whose stories deserve to be told. Now, imagine you actually died for the whole nation, and guess what? Your story is not told because they don't want to talk about you or what you did. Now, yeah, that situation right there, I think is bad. In fact, you as a person that is still alive, do you know if, my question is, the fact that you're still alive, did someone have to die for you to stay alive, or did you had to live a different life for you to stay alive? Because you never know, what if someone actually died in your place? In fact, today, you're still alive, right? So, how do you know that the fact that you're still alive is because someone else sacrificed themselves? That is just a question. But yeah, like those 12 women in history whose stories deserve to be told, I'm sure they did something that was amazing. They were like heroes and role models and all those stuff. Yet, yeah, their story is not told, right? Because people don't care about finding out what is happening around them. So don't be in a position where you don't really find out what is happening around you. Instead, you're actually aware of every single thing that is happening around you. What if they want to assassinate you and you don't know what's happening around you? And then guess what? Bah, there you go. Gone just like that. Yeah. So we're going to come back for the last session. It was an amazing, interesting session where we even tackled two of the topics that we spoke about in the news. So when we come back, we're going to tackle one of the last, in fact, the last topic that we actually spoke in the news. We're going to tackle it. Not the last one in the news, but one of the topics. So in our last session, we're going to speak about it. And yeah, we're actually going to take a different dive into it and go a different angle. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Reaching stop time. It's all to be dinner.
And now to the I am on place. What's up? Hey.
Ati de 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 de. Ati pop 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 pop. Ogbeni awo ina tije. Won ti tan 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 tan. Ati de 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 de. Ati pop 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 pop. Ogbeni awo ina tije. Won ti tan 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 tan. Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check out. And you carry just for body, check out. Now in the sun or in the night, check out. Come on, boy, I toss out the summary, check out. Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check out. And you carry just for body, check out. Now in the sun or in the night, check out. Come on, boy, I toss out the summary, check out.
Hey, ah. Lomo Ibuku, Lima Loma no, Baba look at look for fun. I came true with a new sound to show you I keep it 100, 100. Ooh, ah. This is a lot of mine. The stunning is God given, I'ma let it shine. Said I can't understand, so they asking why. I'm young and I'm saved and of course I'm fly. What's up? Join hands with a beats and king. The flame never dies, I've been burning since. I bring light to the world, Thomas Edison. And I've been choosing by God to be running thin. I go shiny, your gyre. I your mommy so bright to your gyre. I be light of the world to your gyre. And everywhere I go, you must clear your gyre.
Ogbeni awo ina tije. Won ti tan 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 tan. Ati de 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 de. Ati bo 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 bo. Ogbeni awo ina tije. Won ti tan 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 tan. Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check out. And you carry just for body, check out. Now in the sun or in the night, check out. Come boy, I toss out the summary, check out. Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check out. And you carry just for body, check out. Now in the sun or in the night, check out. Come boy, I toss out the summary, check out.
Wait though. It's like you don't know my father. You don't know the reason I call him Jehovah. Agune Chamber, the Lion of Judah, is living in me. It's like you don't know my power. You want to play with God, Abi? You want to try your luck, Abi? And do your winchy winchy, Abi? You're feeling like Superman, Abi? You wouldn't see till it hits ya. Glory of God comes true, demolition. Go tell the bad man, I say me no fear ya. Cause this one, a church boy, come with a fire. Ha! Go shiny your jarre. Are your mommy so bright to your jarre? I be light of the world to your jarre. And everywhere I go, demons clear your jarre.
Ati bop 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 bop. Ogbeni awo ina tije. Won ti tan 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 tan.
I be light of the world.
Ati de 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 de.
I be light of the world.
Ati bop bop bop.
I be light of the world.
Ogbeni awo ina tije. Won ti tan 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 tan. Now you be the sun, now you be the light.
Check out.
You carry just for body,
check out.
Now in the sun or in the night,
check out.
Boy, I toss out the summary,
check out.
Now you be the sun and you be the light,
check out.
And you carry just for body,
check out.
Now in the sun or in the night,
check out.
Boy, I toss out the summary,
check out. Groovy,
groovy. You are my God. It's a little bit easy, it's a little bit easy.
Check out.
It's a bit you want and we can want. You want that my weeping,
check out.
What's my weeping? Living out of holiness, inexhaustible and boundless. There's nowhere that's too far for your head. And living God who conquered death, ruling strong in loving kindness. There's nothing that's too hard for your head. You made the world, the universe, and everything. You are highest, you are first. Jesus.
So yeah, getting back into it, like the last topic that I actually want to speak about that came from the news is basically Tom Hanks' story. Like, how can you be living a life where your granddaughters, they don't know that you are a celebrity? Hey, like, in fact, I know if my granddad was a celebrity, I would know, like, I would be the first one to know. In fact, how can you achieve having such a low profile in terms of your granddaughter and all those stuff? But now, yeah, you see, this is where the topic comes in, you know, like it actually comes in and fits in well. Like, okay, yeah, the daughters don't know what's happening around them and all those stuff. How can they not know what is happening around them and all those things? Which is interesting because, like, we're living in an age of technology and all those stuff. Don't you, like, see your grandfather there on TV and you're like, whoa, that person looks familiar and all those stuff. Who's that? Oh, that's granddad. How did he end up there on TV? What did he do to get there and all those stuff? So that's, like, one of the questions that I have. But the reality is you actually have people that live this type of life where it's not just their grandfather that they don't know who's a celebrity. It's actually more than that. Like, most of the people you take now, they don't know that eternity is for real. Yeah, it's a scary reality. You got people who say, okay, like, I encounter people who tell me, I believe in God, but I don't believe in church, I don't believe in Jesus, I don't believe in death. And I'm like, what? Okay, how can you say that? Like, recently I got a person that rocked up out of nowhere. This person was Muslim, and then they tell me I'm atheist. And then I'm thinking in my head, what did you just say? The stuff that you just said doesn't make sense. How can you be Muslim, now you atheist, and then, yeah, just because I want you to come to a Christian gathering, you're telling me you're atheist, but yeah, a few weeks ago you were Muslim. Like, are you confused? What is happening in your life? Like, do you have a religion that you want to fall under, or what's going on? So stuff like that, you get people that are like that, but that's because they do not have an understanding. And yeah, some of them have knowledge, but they don't really know that eternity exists. They don't really know that Jesus died for them. Jesus went on the cross and died for them. Like, the fact that you are alive today is because of Christ. Christ died so that he can defeat death for you, so that he can go to hell for you, so that he can defeat Satan for you, so that he can come back up with the kids, and so that he can go to heaven for you. So that you, when you die, you go to heaven and be with him. That is what Christ did. He actually died for all of us to be alive. Right? Did you see? Did you hear? I'm like now thinking, did you see? Hey, you see words now. But that is what Christ actually did for us. So instead of being in a position where you don't even know, you don't understand, or you're like, this thing is not for me and all that stuff. No, actually sit down and find out, what is happening around me? What is the history? Where do I come from? Why am I here? And come on, like, what is my real purpose? That is a question that we should all be asking. Gotta go back to our original design. Gotta go back to our origin. Gotta know what is happening around you. Remember, the world that we live in, as the word says, we are not of the world. We are just passing into the world to get souls to go with us to heaven. And then, obviously, when the time comes, we're going to be living here on earth again, but with a new earth where there's no sin, there's no suffering, there's no corruption, stuff like that. There's just peace. Yeah, peace. With an awesome, amazing body. I know I'm going to be running fast. I'm going to pursue my athletic career and all those stuff as I wanted to do in grade 10. Yet I didn't do it because I was focused on Christ and all those stuff, which is amazing. I found my purpose in Christ, and it's an amazing purpose. So you got stuff like that. But guys, actually find out what is happening around you. Find out why you're here. Find out what you need to do. And you'll see, it's going to be fulfilling when you find out what you need to do. So don't forget to catch us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. Don't forget to catch us on Iono. Just go to Iono FM and search for Active FM. You'll find us. Don't forget to go on our Facebook page, which is /ActiveFM777. Don't forget to go on our Twitter page, which is @ActiveFM. Don't forget to catch us on Instagram, which is @ActiveFM777. The Twitter one is @ActiveFM777. Yeah. I don't know why I hit the blank there and stopped. But yeah, so it's those pages. And then What's the Topic has a personal page, which is on Instagram, which is What's the Topic at What's the Topic 777 now. So that is it for me, from me. And I was gonna say something else, but yeah, it's gone. So I'm gonna see you guys next week, same time, same place. Stay blessed and go tell someone about Jesus. Toodles.
Don't be say they talk like you are confident. Nah, I don't say you no say. Painting, nah. Yeah, yeah. The way where you they move, they make me go ga ga.
I don't know it. I'm trying to know you for more than a moment. Seeing you across the room, girl, you posing. Ain't nobody stopping you when you knows it. Mind on the word, so listen. Your name means wisdom. Yeah, I can tell by your wave, you different. Seen a lot of lames in your day, you suspicious. Ain't easily blown away. Who is this? All that money and knife won't flatter your life. I was drawn to your light and your love for the Christ. I don't know your name and the things that you like. Let's spend the day playing Kirk and Brian McKnight. Because one, you're like a dream come true. And then two, I wanna be with you. And then three, when we done, we probably end up back at one, sweet lady.
Nobody say they talk like you, I got for your I got. Nah, I don't say you, no say. You be painting, you be painting. Nah, nah, yeah, yeah. The way where you they move, they make me go ga, ga, ga.
You my African queen with them beats popping. Hair natural, girl, I've been watching. Pray to God that I'm smart and I be cautious. In the past, I dealt with some shady woes. I know not you by the way you roll. You did come through with an amazing goal to be more like God than to make it known. Some more me don't go nowhere. I know you fine, but what's in there is what I care for. Yeah, paintings on my WhatsApp. I don't even want that. I just want to hear more of you. You and I moving through the vibes, moving through the times, getting closer to our God, yeah, and each other before you realize to become one right before your very eyes.
Nobody say they talk like you, I got for your I got. Nah, I don't say you, no say. You be painting, nah, nah.